Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. This week I'd like to talk to you about being strong in the Lord. It's one of the things that all of us need to learn, to walk with strength in the Lord, spiritual strength. In our culture here in America, we have many, many, many blessings, abundant blessings. We have incredible resources. We're used to making hundreds, if not thousands, of decisions on our own. We are very much used to being in control of our daily lives. We decide when we'll get up in the morning. We decide how we will dress for the day. We decide if we're going to eat breakfast or not, and what we will eat. We decide whether or not to answer our cell phone. We decide whether we will drive the speed limit or whether we'll take the risk of getting stopped for speeding. We decide whether to change our schedules or not for some circumstances that may come our way. Could it be that we are so used to being in control of our life that without thinking, we try to handle our spiritual battles ourselves without even realizing it? I wonder. It seems to me that the more that we sense our need of God's abiding presence moment by moment in our lives, the more we will turn to Him when we are faced with life's challenges. Now, we would never say that we do not need God moment by moment. Of course not. But the way that we face the challenges that come our way, I have to wonder if there isn't a missing connection between our head and our heart. How well did you fare the last time things went wrong for you? Did you experience God's grace being poured out on you, or did you have to face it in your own strength? Or did you face it in your own strength, I should say? Did you get angry and say words that you should not have said? Or did you cry out to God for help and experience His grace being poured out upon you right at that moment? How we face the challenges that come our way every day determines whether we will fail or whether we will experience God's grace being poured out upon us at those moments. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6 had some good words for us. I'd like to read those. It's a description of the Christian's armor. And he encourages us to be strong in the Lord. In this passage of Scripture, Paul is speaking of the armor that every Christian needs to avail himself to have a victorious life. The battles we face are spiritual, not physical. I'm going to read those verses to you. And he says here in chapter 6 of Ephesians, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might," that is God's might, "put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." I think I'll stop reading there. Well, what does it mean to be strong in the Lord? We read these words or we say them, but What do they mean to you? What do they mean to me? Well, I'd like to stir up our minds this week to think about these things. What does it mean to be strong in the Lord? I'd like to put shoes on these words, if I can use that expression, and to put something on them. I'd like to put shoes on these words in your heart so that you have a good understanding of what we're talking about. Are you strong in the Lord? How do we know if we are strong in the Lord? How do we experience His strength in our lives? What is it like to be strong in the power of His might? Does it affect my life, your life, on a daily basis, or doesn't it? How do we become strong in the Lord? I had a lot of questions here, didn't I? Well, physical strength is obtained by exercise. Become stronger as your muscles become toned by exercise. And muscles become stronger and stronger as we exercise them daily. Likewise, we become stronger in the Lord as we exercise ourselves spiritually. There are things that we must do and do on purpose to become strong in the Lord. The Israelites in the Old Testament faced many physical battles. They went to war with their ungodly neighbors, and God gave them specific direction on what to do to have victory in their battles. I believe it is God's desire that we have victory in the spiritual battles we face in this life too. Is there something that we can learn from the Israelites' experiences in physical battle? Well, I believe there is. I believe that there are some parallels there. And we're going to look at some Old Testament characters and see what lessons we can learn from their experiences and see how they apply to us today. Well, I think I'm going to pause there for today, stop there for today. But tune in tomorrow, if you can, and we'll pick up on being strong in the Lord. God bless your day.